You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome into First Take. As you can see, Stephen A. Smith is back and ready to go. Brian Windhorst here with us. Kendrick Perkins will be here in a minute. And Stephen A., as you mentioned, obviously in Minnesota for the All Access tonight, the big game. Bucks at T-Wolves. Looking forward to that. And Karl Anthony Towns will also be joining us live. So looking forward to talking to him as well. How we doing, guys?
No, well, first of all, Molly, you look very nice. Snow White, you look very, very nice. Congratulations with that. Very nice.
I need
okay.
to see the sun.
Wendy, you know, Wendy, I mean, I got to get on you. I mean, you look dapper. Don't get me wrong. The blaze is nice and the shirt. But I've noticed something about you. You're one of the rare individuals that has shown up on First Take, and you're never, ever wearing a tie. Now, you do understand that there is a standard on First Take. We don't play that, Wendy. So, I mean, it's a beautiful mall out here in the Twin City. Do I need to go and get you some ties? I'm happy to
Wait,
do it.
Wait, before you jump in here, Wendy, Stephen A., you got to admit, though, his hair is always tight. He's always has a
I
nice
know,
jacket.
Right?
So he always looks clean. Like, I think he gets away with the no tie. And it's still
he's the only
now.
Guy who's here.
Listen,
he's the only guy whose hair looks better. He's the only guy whose hair looked better than Top Gun himself, J.J. Redick. I mean, I got to give it to Wendy on that run. Yeah. I don't know what I'm saying.
Wendy, do you do your own hair or does someone come style that?
No, come on, Molly. I'm a low-maintenance guy. First off, Molly, I want to welcome Stephen A. to the Upper Midwest in February. We're always happy to have you and come back anytime. And this is your show, Mr. Smith. If you wanted to, I usually save the tie for countdown. But if that's what you prefer, you will not see me on the show without a tie again, I promise.
I don't mind it from time to time. I just want you reminding the audience how dapper you can be. First Take, we have a standard. I know Damian Woody tried to lower it a little bit because he tries to show up with just this crew necks and stuff. Now, we're not having that, okay? We're not having that, all right? There's a standard that is set on First Take, and we're going to live up to it. But every now and then you can do that. But next time I see you, I want a tie. Don't let you want me to buy you one. I'm happy to go do it.
All right.
Well, Stephen A., I'm certainly excited to see Bucks at Timberwolves tonight on ESPN, 10 p.m. Eastern. But we had some really good games last night in the NBA. So let's flash back real quick, guys. How about the Dallas Mavericks and Phoenix Suns faced off in a highly anticipated matchup from the NBA All-Star break? The Mavs took the 123-113 victory. Luka Doncic totaling 41 points, 11 assists, 9 rebounds. Kyrie adding 29 in the win. Meanwhile, look out for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Scored 31 points as the Thunder beat the Clippers 129-107 in a matchup of Western Conference contenders. Chet Holmgren had 17, 10 rebounds, 3 blocks for OKC. So, gentlemen, the Western Conference looking like it'll come down to the finish with the top 8 seeds being separated by just 7 games, while the Thunder are just a game behind the T-Wolves for the top seed following their big win over the Clippers last night. Okay, again, Kendrick Perkins should be with us shortly. Stephen A., I want to start with you here. Bigger headline. Was it Dallas's win or the Clippers' loss?
For me, it's the Clippers' loss. It's the Clippers' loss. I mean, Dallas, it's really, really nice to see what Kyrie, who was spectacular last night, and Luka, who seems to always be spectacular. It's really nice to see what they're doing in the midst of the 7-game winning streak. But people got to remember, the previous 27 games or so, neither one of them were in the lineup together. One was missing games or the other was missing games. And so what we're seeing from the Dallas Mavericks now is what we expect to see from them when they're on the court together. I don't know if anybody expected to see what we're seeing from the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Clippers didn't lose last night. They got their ass kicked. They got their ass kicked in that second half. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is a leading candidate for league MVP honors. I've got Jason Tatum at number one. I've got no problem with having Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at number two. They're 38-17. This brother's averaging 31 a game. He's leading. He's second in the league in scoring, and he's the league leader in assists. You've got 8 players in NBA history that have averaged over 30 with 2 steals per game in a season. He's one of them. He's on the verge of being the ninth player. Michael Jordan did it 8 times. This is what we're talking about. You watch Shai Gilgeous-Alexander last night. You watch him boogie on the Los Angeles Clippers. Paul George is on that squad. He's a defender. Kawhi Leonard is on that squad. He's a defender. Norman Powell, the Russell Westbrooks of the world, and others, they ain't slouches. This brother was dancing on dudes. Dancing on them. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is special. Special. Now, they might be a little thin. They might be a little young. I'm looking at Jalen Williams. I love this brother's game. Chet Holmgren, I can't sniff at it. I'm looking at Giddey and the rest of these brothers. They can play. But Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is on another level. And we looked at the Los Angeles Clippers, and we said to ourselves, watching them over the last few months, James Harden hasn't missed a game since he arrived in Los Angeles. I remember Wendy coming on this show and talking about Kawhi Leonard should needing to be a leading candidate for league MVP with how sensational he's looking. Paul George promised us he was going to play bully ball against everybody this season and has gone about the business of stepping on a basketball court and doing exactly that. We look at Russell Westbrook and Norman Powell and what they bring to the table along with Terrence Mann and the exceptional coach in the Ty Lue. And we said, yo, the Clippers may take the West. And then they went against Oklahoma City last night. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander put on a show and danced around him. And if he's going to do that, and these young thoroughbreds are going to answer the call, we are 55 games in for that team. And they are one game out of the lead in the Western Conference right now. They are 38. They got 38 wins. They're 38-17, okay, with 27 games to go. They're en route to a 50 to 52, 53 win season. We have to pay attention to the Oklahoma City Thunder and recognize the fact that if for no other reason about their realness, it's this brother right here, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He is special. And he is the one. It's not just special. He's the one with the ball in his hands. He's the one they give the ball to. He's the one that runs their offense. He's the one they go to close. He's the one they go to do everything in between. And I haven't seen anybody that has an answer for him. Look out. Look out.
Stephen A., Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is inevitable. And what I mean by that is, you can't stop him. You mentioned they played 55 games. I think he's played 51 or 52 of them. Guess how many times he scored 30 points? 40.
40.
Good luck keeping this guy out of his spots. Good luck keeping this guy off the scoreboard. Good luck keeping him off the foul line. He just goes where he needs to go. And he never breaks stride. He never changes his facial expression. He's got gigantic long arms, so he's a beast to defend out on the point of attack. And he's got great wing defenders with him. This team is so deep that they just traded a guy to the Charlotte Hornets and Trey Mann who couldn't crack their lineup. He instantaneously is starting for them in Charlotte, and they've won like 4 games with him as a starting guard. This team is tremendous. Now, this game meant a lot, Stephen A. I know it was a game in February, first game out of the break, and all, it's easy to be a little sleepy. This game was for the tie break. And they came in a half a game apart in the standings. And I think the Thunder, if they're going to make a run, they do, because they're so young, they are going to need home court advantage. And so that matters. That game was an important game. They get right up on the Timberwolves, who you're going to see tonight, and they win that tiebreak. It was almost like a double win for the Thunder. And one thing I think we're going to be talking about a lot, Stephen A., in the upcoming months when we look at this Western Conference, because it could go a bunch of different directions. I have no idea who 2 through 8 is going to be. And look at this play-in tournament right now. Right now, if the play-in tournament started right now, you'd have the Lakers, the Warriors, and the Suns. You don't think seeding and stuff might matter? Holy Moses. You might have, if you're LeBron, you might have to get through Steph and Durant just to get into the 1-8 matchup. Okay? So
that's right.
The big thing that we're going to see as we watch these matchups on play is size. Because some of these teams in the West can play with it. Some of them don't play with size. They play small. Some of them have trouble with it. And the reason I'm bringing that up is I do want to talk real quick about the Dallas Mavericks. At the trade deadline, Dallas paid a heavy price. They gave away a first-round pick and a pick swap, and they're really, really pressed to get a team here. But the thing that they did, Stephen A., is they got bigger. Not only did they bring
in PJ
Washington and Daniel Gafford, but they got Maxi Kleba back. And now all of a sudden, they can play a lot bigger. And I got to tell you, you better pay attention to the Dallas Mavericks. They have won 7 games in a row, all 7 since Kyrie came back in. Kyrie and Luka have only played 29 games together this season, and they're 10 games over 500. Now, obviously, Kyrie's got to stay healthy. Luka is averaging 34 points a game. We were going crazy over Embiid averaging 35.
Right.
This guy's averaging 34, one of the league leaders in assists. Mm-hmm. Last night, Stephen A., in this game against the Suns, who, you know, they were missing Bradley Beal. I'm not going to freak out. Kyrie and Luka generated 100 points between scoring and assisting. Keep an eye on the Mavericks.
Well, you say that, and I get that, and I understand that, okay? And it's only appropriate, for at least for momentarily, that I bring up Minnesota when you bring up keeping your eyes on the Mavericks, because Dallas just got size. Minnesota has it and has had it for over a year since the acquisition of Rudy Gobert, and Cat and Gobert, which is something we'll get into a little bit later on in the show, seems to have figured things out in terms of how they play together. They're the number one team in the NBA in defensive efficiency. We can't ignore that. They also got their own star in Anthony Edwards, and we know about Anthony Edwards and SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and what they were, the chirping that they were doing back and forth with one another weeks ago. So we got to pay attention to that, not to mention the fact that they're the top 2 seeds in the Western Conference. But let me get back to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Wendy, because you brought it up. You talked about him. He's averaging over 30. That's second in the league. He's averaging over two steals. That's first in the league. He's 6'6". He's a 6'6 point guard with a handle, with a shot, and oh, by the way, you brought up free throws. Just so happens to shoot 88% from the free throw line. And then the brothers that he's playing with, what we're seeing they're lacking is girth, because obviously you look at Chet Holmgren and he's about my size in terms of girth, but he's 7 feet tall. Here's the bottom line: with Williams, with Dort, with Giddey, with him and the other supplementary parts that they have, we've got to take that in consideration and say this: they may lack girth, they may lack size in terms of mass, but they're young thoroughbreds. And I'm going to say this on national television right now. At some point in time, I want to be very clear. Sam Presti is an exceptional executive. I'm not casting any aspersions on him. But I want to remind everybody, you've had Kevin Durant, you have Russell Westbrook, James Harden, Reggie Jackson back in the day, Serge Ibaka back in the day. You've had Carmelo Anthony on that squad. You've had Paul George on that squad. You've had pieces. You've done everything but win a championship. Sam Presti is never in danger of losing his job. He's never in danger of not being seen as an elite executive, and I get that. But at some point in time, you got to close the deal. And when you think about the assets that he has coming down the pike because of the multitude of trades that he's been able to manufacture involving Russell Westbrook, involving James Harden, involving Paul George, etc. The bottom line is this. In the next 3 years or so, there is no excuse for the Oklahoma City Thunder to not win an NBA championship. This kid, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, is a superstar blossoming before our very eyes. He is something special. He is something special. And when you have somebody that gifted, who's at the point spot, who, by the way, can rival a Luka, or I say even eclipse him, because he can play as slow as Luka plays, Wendy, or he can speed it up in ways that Luka cannot. Luka's spectacular. We know that. But nobody would accuse him of being a roadrunner, a speedster. Shai Gilgeous could do whatever you need him to do. He could play up tempo. He could slow it down. It doesn't matter. America, pay attention to me. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is spectacular. He's put us on notice. We got to stop ignoring this kid. He's that special. And if you're Anthony Edwards, while I'm here in Minnesota, because when I see Anthony Edwards today, I'm going to ask him about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander now. Because this brother's coming. And if Anthony Edwards wants to be that dude, you're going to have to deal with him. Because he is something to behold. And that's what I want to say.
I just want to say Sam Presti has 10 first-round draft picks in the next four drafts.
Yes.
He doesn't have room on this roster for 10 players. He's got to use those picks to make an impact move to add to this team, because this team is ready, maybe not this season, but certainly by next year, to compete for the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah.
You just need somebody with girth. You just need somebody with girth, somebody with mass. That's it.
Yep. And Stephen A., earlier in the week when we were talking future face of the league, LeBron was asked. That was the name he brought up, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and, of course, Ant-Man, who you'll be talking to today.
He wasn't lying.
All right, guys.
He wasn't lying.
Hey, hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems, with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root, root, root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Let's keep it rolling here. The Bucks are trying to get back on track with their new superstar duo and Dame and Giannis and new head coach Doc Rivers. But the struggle's been real and the pressure's heating up. So we know pressure bursts pipes, but it also makes diamonds.
One of my mentors that I talk with, he said this. He said, like, you think that there's not going to be pressure now. And I'm like, what do you mean? There's no pressure. I don't want a championship. Like, I'm good. That's all I had to do. What if I told you there was more pressure? Like, now I have to, my body, my mind, everything about me is like, no, I want that feeling again. Like, I want to do it again. People expect me to do it. I expect this from me, you know? And your mind just figured out ways to kind of set another goal and another goal and another goal, you know? Would I be happy to win another one for Milwaukee? Damn, yeah. What? To be able to win two the right way? Man, yeah.
There he is, looking very dapper. How we doing, Perk?
Did you
miss
me?
Great to have you with us. We did. No, if you're gonna do the "Did you miss me," it's gotta be a little
Thank
more.
You. Did you miss me?
There you go.
There we go. Perk, looking fresh though. The chain, the hair, the whole deal. Great to have you with us. All right, let's dive into it, guys. So, Stephen, I'll
start with you. Buy him another chain.
I got another chain.
I want something that sparkles a little bit more.
You want me to send you a video of what I got?
Stephen A., do you know how many years he played in the NBA? I'm sure he's got plenty of chains. All right. Actually, Perk, let's start with you because I haven't heard from you. You're the fresh voice, and clearly we missed you. Is there more pressure on Giannis to win that second ring?
Hell yeah. To be honest with you, Molly, he has the most pressure in the NBA to win a ring. You know why? Because he's the one. Hold on.
Let him talk.
Giannis Antetokounmpo has a lot of blood on his hands when it comes down to this organization of the Milwaukee Bucks. Okay. When it comes down to a coach that he won a championship with and Mike Budenholzer, Giannis Antetokounmpo had his hands in that far as him getting fired. Okay, cool. Now you wanted a new coach. You signed off on Adrian Griffin. Adrian Griffin was fired with a record of 30-13. They were second in the Eastern Conference when this man got fired. Giannis, you signed off on that. Giannis, you put pressure on the Milwaukee Bucks to trade Drew Holiday to get in a new superstar. I'm not saying he went and said trade Drew Holiday, but he put the pressure on the Bucks to make a move, which acquired Damian Lillard. So now you got Damian Lillard, you got a new coach in midseason in Doc Rivers who won a championship, and Drew Holiday is in your conference with the Boston Celtics, who have the best record in the league. So if you're Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Bucks has done everything and more to please you, to make sure the pieces around you fit, to get you another bona fide superstar. You have the most pressure in the entire NBA to win a title because of the situations I just told you about.
That might be one of the most ridiculous takes you've ever uttered on national television. That don't make no damn sense, respectfully.
What you mean?
First of all, listen to me, number one, okay? And number two, you look like you're sweating a little bit already, so I need the makeup artist to get to you and all that stuff. I know you know Stephen A. Stephen, but you ain't got to sweat. It's early in the morning. Don't you get sensitive with me. You get on me all the time. I can get on you in the morning, damn it. Don't you try to get sensitive with me, Big Perk. Don't you try to get sensitive with me. Here's the deal, bro. I get what you're saying. The nuggets of intel that you threw out there are not to be disputed. But the operative word is more. I'm not trying to act like those things did not transpire under Giannis's watch and he doesn't have pressure because of it. But you can't compare that, particularly the way he's playing, to the pressure that a Doc Rivers or a Damian Lillard has. Damian Lillard has never been to a finals, let alone won a finals. We understand that we didn't expect but so much because we had to wait to see where Drew Holiday was going to land once they acquired Damian Lillard and they were willing to move on from Drew Holiday. And he ended up landing with the best team in the East and Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and the Boston Celtics. We get that. But that doesn't mean that Damian Lillard's greatness can't offset that. And considering the fact that he is so great and he is a closer, and what you even projected the Milwaukee Bucks to be once Damian Lillard had first arrived, we can't ignore that. And then we got to talk about Doc Rivers. I love him dearly. I've known him for decades. You played for him. You won a championship under him. You went to two NBA finals with him. Had you not been healthy, had you not gotten hurt, along with others like Rasheed Wallace and others, as far as I'm concerned, y'all might have won it again. But here's the reality. 3-1 leads. You've lost them. 5 consecutive game sevens. You've lost them. This is the bottom line. And when you look at Doc Rivers and the shrapnel of criticism that has been aimed in his direction because he's got this job in the middle of the season and what have you, despite the fact that Adrian Griffin was 30-13, we know that was about Giannis, who wanted to coach and then not wanted to coach. We get that. But in the end, if you're Doc Rivers, I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again, I believe maybe not this year because there's a lot that's happened. But if Doc Rivers doesn't deliver a championship to Milwaukee, I don't think he's going to get another head coaching job. This is his last stop. I think this is his last stop. So because this is his last stop, his is his last stop, and Damian Lillard has never been in an NBA Finals, I think there's more pressure on them than a former league MVP who's averaging about damn near 30, who's arguably the most dominant force in the game. I don't think there's more pressure on Giannis than it is those two.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure in Milwaukee, but I agree with Stephen A. I don't think it's on Giannis. He's got two MVPs. He's got a finals MVP. He raised a banner. He's got a ring. He signed an extension to his contract to commit to the franchise. It's on everybody else to deliver, and he's having a great year. I think when you're a guy like Giannis, you feel that you got to maximize your career. You don't want to retire with one when you won your first one in your mid-20s. But I think there's a lot of other people who are sweating in Milwaukee right now besides Giannis.
You know what's crazy to me? You know what's crazy to me is that if this was LeBron James in Cleveland making these type of moves, like if LeBron James would have got a coach fired and not delivered, we would have completely different energy right now. Why is that?
But as you said, because we got to go. But as you said on many occasions, because it's LeBron. You're absolutely right. Yeah, absolutely.
Giannis is LeBron of the East when LeBron left.
It's not fair. It's not fair to LeBron at all. Oh. It's not fair, but it's reality.
In celebration of Black History Month, here's your trivia question for today. Who is the first black player to win the Norris Trophy as the top NHL's defenseman? Find out after the break.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles in everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. Unlock a whole new world of travel with a Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Here's the answer to today's Black History Month trivia. P.K. Subban in 2013 was the first black player to win the Norris Trophy as the NHL's top defenseman. From the ice to the hardcore, got a quick take for you, Stephen A. Let's get it. Nikola Jokic dropped 21 points, going a perfect 10-10 from the field, and picked up another triple-double, making history as the fourth player in NBA history to record at least one triple-double against every opponent. Can we just take a moment and pause on that? Unreal. Stephen A., will Jokic end up with the most triple-doubles in NBA history?
No likelihood, it's entirely plausible. 650 career games, he ranks fourth in NBA history with 121 regular season triple-doubles. He only trails Magic Johnson, who had 138, Oscar Robertson at 181, and Westbrook at 198 on the all-time list. It is entirely possible and plausible that Jokic will pass that if he wants to. If he's paying attention to the record, he could easily eclipse it because he's that magnificent of a talent. He can't jump onto a curb, for crying out loud, but he cannot be stopped. It's amazing.
Stephen, a triple-double against every team. My goodness. All right, I got another one for you. So the Wizards moved guard Jordan Poole to the bench. After struggling in his first year in D.C., Poole was traded in the summer from Golden State after receiving a huge payday from the Warriors, as he was once billed a part of their future plan. S.A., what do you make of Poole right now?
I think that Jordan Poole needs to sit down with his family and loved ones, and he really, really needs to have a personality check. This is not a kid that cannot play. Jordan Poole is a talent. He helped the Golden State Warriors win a championship. But ever since then, the word about him is that his head got big. And when he was traded to the Washington Wizards, obviously his leadership was sorely lacking. And so you don't have people that want him to succeed, that want to rally around him. This is not about his basketball skills. This is about the fact that he has very minimal help because nobody has a desire to help him. This is where he ranks right now, Molly. He's third in the NBA, third worst in the NBA at 39.6% shooting, trailing only rookie Scoot Henderson and Spencer Dinwiddie. Those are the only two that are worse. 30.4 three-point percentage shooting, also third worst in the NBA, a minimum of 200 attempts, only trailing Nikola Vucevic and Jordan Clarkson. Only those two are worse. And at 46.6% effective field goal shooting, he's second worst in the entire NBA, only to Scoot Henderson. He didn't forget how to play. What happened is he had teammates that wanted him to succeed in Golden State, that knew how to play the game better, of course, but also wanted him to succeed because he was a better teammate. He went to the Washington Wizards, had a big head, was a bit snobbish, according to what other people are saying, and you got an abundance of people who want him to fail. And you could see it because he's all alone on the basketball court. They don't care for him. Kyle Kuzma, obviously they don't have a very good team, but they just don't care for him. He's got to have a personality transplant and really adjust his behavior to get folks to galvanize and rally around him instead of alienating him because they don't want to have anything to do with him. That's Jordan Poole's problem right now, and he needs to fix it.
Wendy?
I got to say, it's remarkable that the Warriors were able to win a championship with him 2 years ago, because he was a big, big part of that title. He was awesome. They absolutely got the most out of him, no question. And the second thing is, it's amazing they were able to trade this contract. It's changed the way the Warriors can look at their future, because they were able to get out of this contract. And that was a huge, huge trade that probably doesn't get them enough attention.
As long as we continue to stay focused on the prize at hand, I think that we have a chance to do something great. We in Minnesota now. It's just a testament to these guys being driven and passionate about winning a championship.
Big game tonight on ESPN as the Milwaukee Bucks face the Minnesota Timberwolves. Stephen A's down there in Minnesota, part of our all-access coverage. And with us now, star Carl Anthony Towns. Kat, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
No, pleasure.
Good to see you, bro. Good to see you.
Good to see you, man. I saw that jump shot at All-Star. Okay. Stephen A.
You saw the one I made, not the 15 I missed before I bust my ass, but that's a different story for another day. It's good to see you, my brother. It's good to see you.
Good to see you.
It's great to have you with us. So this might arguably the best T-Wolves team you've been on, right, since entering the league in 2015. What would it mean to you personally if this Timberwolves team finished with the best record in the West? And we know how thick it is.
I mean, it would mean a lot. It would just show that all the work we've put in since the offseason and in training camp has come to fruition. And we are ending up being the team that we wanted to be, the team we talked about ourselves being since day one. It would mean a lot, but it's going to mean more if we could do something with that number one seed in the playoffs. So it's going to be a great achievement if we could accomplish it. I feel like we could accomplish it. I think we all have the confidence we could do it. But it's about doing something with that record in the playoffs.
Molly, before I ask my question of Carl Anthony Towns, you have a right to know that, you know, Carl Anthony Towns is involved in one of the stupidest predictions I've ever made in my life, because I had questions about him being the number one overall pick, and his wonderful family never, ever, ever fails to remind me of that back in the day. So I mean, they had to check me. I had to apologize to the Towns family. So that's how far back we go. But Kat, I got to ask you this, bro. When Rudy Gobert arrived in Minnesota, I had my reservations, because I said the league plays a relatively, you know, relatively smaller lineups. You're going to have folks pulling y'all away from the basket because they know they can't deal with that height on the front line. And as a result, it might impede y'all's success. And I think that's what happened to some degree last year. That is not the case this year, as y'all are the number one seed right now. You're number one in defensive efficiency. Talk to me about you and Rudy Gobert's relationship and how that has evolved to being so effective for y'all this season compared to what we saw last season.
Yeah, I think that just timing, you know, just having time with each other, being able to be on the court with each other. Last year kind of just didn't go the way it needed. Rudy came in after playing in the summer a little hurt and banged up, and then I got obviously hurt last year as well. So the timing was off, but this offseason we got in the gym. We worked on our games. We got more familiar with each other. And then as well, it came to the season. And in Abu Dhabi, I think we started to see the fruits of our labor, you know, just seeing the chemistry be there, the trust being there. And with him, you know, he makes all of us a better defensive player just because he impacts the game defensively so much. So being able to trust Rudy on defense, all of us, and we all raised our game defensively because of him. It just shows the impact he has on our team, the importance he is to our team, and why I think that why we're number one in defense is all because of Rudy Gobert.
Kat, I want to get into another teammate, Anthony Edwards. What makes him so special?
I mean, just like we just saw, it brings a smile to all of our faces. I think when he... when he's playing the game he's playing right now, I think he's one of the top players in the NBA. And then you mix that in with the charisma and the personality he has. He's a huge boost for our locker room as well. So Anthony Edwards is special. I keep saying, and he hates when I say it, but he's going to be the face of the NBA sooner than later. So we're just super honored that we all get to play with him. We all get to help him in this process of maturing and becoming the face. And I think that the future is very, very bright for him.
Well, I think that says a lot about you, because obviously for years you were the star of this team, and here you are talking about how he's going to be the face of this league. So I think that says a lot about you as a teammate. And I'll ask you this question, piggybacking off of what you just said about Anthony Edwards. When he was chirping back and forth, him and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, I loved it, because I think that's what the NBA is all about. Everybody's just talking about competing against one another at a very high level. I think that's great for the league, but I also think it's emblematic of the personality transplant that he has infused in this locker room, because of his ascension and the kind of dog that he is in a very complimentary way. I think that's brought out the best in all of y'all. Am I wrong in thinking that?
I think that when you have someone with that talent who is playing at the level that he's playing at right now, it's going to bring out the best of us. And of course, his character, his personality makes coming to work fun every day. I could keep singing the praises of Anthony Edwards. I've watched him since he got drafted, and just to see how he's matured and grown as not only as a player, but as a man, I'm proud of him. I'll say that right now. I'm just tremendously proud of him and the steps he's taken to get to this level right now, and there's more steps to go. So I think when Anthony is playing and showing us, you know, I think when he's seeing the game the way he's seeing it right now, it's going to help all of us. This is a team game, and for us to have one big part of our team playing and acting that way, it's going to obviously, you know, bring up the whole locker room.
Kat, just hearing you speak, you're the ultimate teammate, and your humility is really impressive as well. You had a couple impressive scoring nights. You dropped 62, one of the best. I know it was a loss. And then obviously in the All-Star game, you dropped 50. All-Star game wasn't the most competitive. What are your thoughts on all the criticism that came after that All-Star game from guys like Stephen A.?
You know, obviously the fans and the legends want to see a more competitive game. I think for me, the only thing I could do is control what I could do. And I know that when I have those moments, when I'm playing on Sunday and I'm honored to be representing all my teammates in this organization in that game, I'm going to go out there and compete. Every time I've been in an All-Star weekend on a Saturday night, I've always competed at the highest level, and nothing's going to change on Sunday. So I can only speak for myself when I say, you know, when every time I step on the court on Sunday and I'm honored and blessed to have the opportunity, I'm going to go out there and compete. I thought last Sunday was just me trying to compete at a high level, do the best I can, make my organization, my family proud, and I hope I did that.
Well, listen, ain't nobody blaming you for that, for what I saw. My whole point, my whole argument was, I've seen guys play hard in the summer league, in summertime, rather. So if you can practice in the summertime a little bit harder, you could play a little bit harder on All-Star weekend. That's just my thing. But that's neither here nor there. Getting back to your T-Wolves, you know, I want you to talk about others. We talked about Rudy Gobert. We talked about Anthony Edwards. But when we look at you as the number one seed and we think about a team led by Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in Oklahoma City, one of the things that's said about them that's not said about y'all is their girth, their size. We know they're young thoroughbreds, but in the same breath, do they have the size that can really help them as the playoffs arrive? Nobody is saying that about y'all. Can you speak to me about y'all depth and your size and how you anticipate that will help y'all come playoff time, particularly when you've got a team as deep and as experienced as the team that knocked y'all off, who happens to be the reigning defending NBA champion Denver Nuggets?
Yeah, I think for us, our size is going to be our greatest advantage. You know, the fact that we've been able to find success playing a two big lineup, and also at times we've shown the three big lineup with Naz Reid, who's an integral part of our team. So to be able to have that size, and if we're shooting the ball the way that we've shown during the season when we're hot, it's hard to make us not score over 110 points. And with our defense being leading the league in below 100-point games from opponents, I think that if we could just find ways to find that standard, that consistency every single night right now while we finish up this regular season, we could step into the playoffs as a team that's ready to hold opponents under 100 points and score over 100 points. It's a recipe for success. as a standard and a consistency that needs to be built and honed every single day right now while the regular season is going on, so that when we get to the playoffs, we are that championship caliber team that we need to be. I don't think we're a final product right now. I don't think we're at that level right now that we need to be, and it's okay. We have 27 more games. We got a big game tonight against a defending champion in the last few years in Milwaukee Bucks, and one of the best players in the league in Giannis. So we have a great opportunity to continue to test ourselves, to continue to build, to continue to find ways to improve as our team finds ourselves after the last 27 games of this regular season.
Yeah, appreciate the mindset, love the focus, and would love to see a new squad in it at the end. And I think it's fair to say the big man position is not dying. Thank you so much
for being with us.
I just want to put it on the record, Molly, right in front of Kat, right here while he's on national television. I don't mind. Now, if this were football, I would not root for y'all at all, because that means I would have to be in Minnesota during the winter time, and I ain't trying to hear that. But since I'm told May and June, the weather is considerably better. I'm cool with it if y'all end up going deep. I'm all right with it. I hear the weather is a lot better. It's cool. It's all right. Okay. I'm good.
It's really nice right now. It's really nice. You'll like it.
All right. Okay. I'm about 31 degrees right now, but okay. Okay.
Okay. You'll be fine in June, Stephen. Don't worry. Kat, he'll be complaining that he's sweating and he needs AC units. This guy, our diva over here. All right, Kat, good luck tonight. We'll be watching you guys 10 p.m. Eastern. Thank you so much.
See you later, bro.
All right. Appreciate you.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. When you're on a business trip, you know what goes completely off the rails? Your workout routine. Especially when you book a hotel that doesn't have a gym. So what ends up happening is you do a few push-ups, sit-ups in your room, run around the block, or you just skip it entirely. Lame. If you just stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up, power your buys, your tries the right way, or de-stress with a little cardio. The choice is yours. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. The Kansas City Chiefs signed punter Matt Araiza, who was dropped from a lawsuit in December that had been filed by a woman who alleged she was sexually assaulted at the age of 17 by San Diego State football players in 2021. Araiza played in college at San Diego State and was drafted by the Buffalo Bills, who released him in 2022, 2 days after the lawsuit was filed. Stephen A., your reaction to the Chiefs signing Araiza?
Well, you know, I think in the interest of full disclosure that what we needed to do is recognize the fact that I thought it was important to broach this subject, because we certainly broached it when he was a part of the accused. And ultimately, we've learned that it's been dropped by her, and he dropped his countersuit against her for defamation, and we go from there. Everything is alleged to have happened. We don't know all the details. We do know that she is claiming that she was gang raped. And according to the prosecution, it was determined he wasn't in attendance at the time that had happened. And so because of that, all I wanted to do was make sure that the same level of attention that we brought to it when he was accused, that we did the same thing here. That's not to completely absolve him from anything, because, you know, he did acknowledge that something consensual had happened between him and her privately. And she obviously at age 17 at the time was underaged. And so certainly we can't absolve him from everything. But in the same breath, on this show especially, we're going to make sure that we're fair. And if we touch on a subject and we touch on it with the zest and the fervor that we did when it appeared that obviously, I shouldn't say appeared, when he was accused of such a thing,
yeah.
I think it's important to bring it up now. Certainly, I think the audience needs to hear from you on this, Molly, as well as myself. I just wanted to make sure I'm not coming across as to say he's completely innocent of anything. We don't know all the details. But what we do know is that she's determined, that the prosecution has determined, that the alleged gang rape that took place, he was not a part of that. And we owe it to him to at least acknowledge that publicly since we brought his name up when it first happened after the Buffalo Bills had let him go.
Absolutely. And Stephen A., I just want to say quickly, and you brought this up in the production meeting and obviously wanted to clear his name at that extent. And I just want to say full disclosure to the public at home. That's why, and on First Take, we talk about these subjects, but it's really dicey because you do want to be fair. And you want to talk about the serious nature of sexual assault and things like that. But at the same time, it is innocent till proven guilty. So it's really dicey with these matters. Sometimes people will come out, hey, why didn't you come speak about X, Y, and Z? Hey, we don't have all the facts. We're not condoning it by any means. So I'm not trying to act like take out the little tiny violin for us, but this is just a perfect example. So we're always trying to handle it with the utmost care and the facts and be the most responsible to all the parties involved. And we never condone any type of violence, assault, putting a hand on a man, woman, either or. So I'm glad that we were able to address this.
And let's also be fair to the alleged victim, because again, with what she is alleged to have experienced, it's pretty hard to decipher who was there and who wasn't when you're going through something as traumatic as she did. I have two daughters. I mean, something like that happened, I'd be ready to do something illegal to anybody that harmed them. So I certainly get that, and my level of sensitivity and it definitely aims towards her. But he was owed, Matariza was owed us having this topic on national television because we brought it up when it first happened. We need to emphasize that he was not in that room.
But a crime still took place, a trauma, a tragedy, and we pray for healing for all those involved. And we'll leave it there.
Absolutely.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.